Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
Welcome to Insights into Insurance here on KATE Radio, brought to you, of course, by Americana Insurance here in Albert Lea. A good Saturday morning. I'm Aaron Worm, and of course, joining us, like always, from Americana Insurance is Tom Sorensen. And Tom, a good morning.
Hey, good morning, Aaron. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. I know we got a lot to cover today, so let's get right into it. And we have a listener email, and we like to answer emailers' questions. And let's get right to our topic. Now, the email says, "Hello, Insights into Insurance. I hear about all these thefts of catalytic converters, and I'm concerned about if my insurance would cover this. Would it? Thank you, Alan." So we're talking about catalytic converters being stolen. Tom, that's our topic of the day.
Yeah, it's kind of an epidemic out there, Aaron. And to answer Alan's question right away, it would be covered on your auto insurance. However, you do have to have comprehensive coverage on it. So basically, if you had just liability only coverage, no, it would not be covered. But if you have comprehensive, or a lot of times people will say full coverage, which means liability, comprehensive, and collision, then they would be covered. Just to also expound on this, some numbers that I just read, I did some research on this email, and State Farm, okay, now this is just one company. In 2021, they reported that they paid out $62.6 million in 32,625 catalytic converter theft claims nationally. That's $62.6 million, and that's an average of $1,940 per theft or converter. That's up 1,173% from 2019.
Tom, that's absolutely crazy. And I guess my next question has to be, with the thefts going up, why do thieves want these?
It's the metal. They are made of platinum, rhodium, and palladium. I hope I said those right. But and Aaron, I think it's only going to get worse, because the war in Ukraine has sparked a surge in commodity prices. Russia produces almost 40% of the mined palladium in the world. That's a metal that they use to make these converters.
Now, Tom, I know you have some guests with you, and we're going to talk more about what a catalytic converter is. Introduce your first guest.
Yeah, my first guest here, we got two other people other than me, is Mark Sanderson of Sanderson Auto Repair in Albert Lea. And I guess what we're wanting to know, Mark, is what is a catalytic converter?
Hello there. What a catalytic converter is it takes harmful gases like carbon monoxide, nitric oxide, nitrogen dioxide, and turns them into a carbon dioxide and a water vapor. So help essentially cleaning up the air.
Okay, so it's more of an EPA, is that kind of?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the listeners remember the smog days in California when you couldn't hardly see over the horizon. A lot of that is gone now because of the catalytic converter. It's really changed the atmosphere of it. But it has, by running it through different types of metals, it has created some other types of chemical reactions in the atmosphere also. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So it helps, but it's not perfect. It's not okay. Perfect, yeah. So how does someone know if there's a stolen?
The first indication is if you start the vehicle up, it's going to be really loud.
Okay.
So it's going to sound like you're at the racetrack.
Yeah. Sound like you're at the racetrack.
Yeah, well, the exhaust is removed in front of the muffler, so you have no exhaust right from the engine back. So.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'll be honest with you. Before you said that, I would have no idea if mine was stolen or not, if it didn't start or what. So what mechanical procedure must be done when they are stolen?
So typically it's going to be done through the exhaust system, the catalytic converter, of course, but then also there, a lot of cars have up to four catalytic converters on them. So typically you could have the Y pipes and exhaust pipes and catalytic converters. And if they've damaged any of the pipes going back towards the muffler, it could actually take a complete exhaust system.
Oh, wow. So can they drive the car to the repair shop, or if they have this issue, what should they do?
My recommendation is to call your service center that's going to do the repair or the inspection and have a consultation with them. Some cats, they're very possible you could drive it there, but then there's other cats that are so close to the combustion chambers, you could actually start your car on fire.
Oh, yeah, that wouldn't be good.
So no. Call the repair center, have a consultation with them. Before you leave your premises.
So when you change these out, or not change them out, but replace them, what is a typical cost for, let's say, one of our listeners here on a catalytic converter?
Well, the number I come up with is right around $2,000, and that's right in what State Farm will say. It's right around $2,000. And I've had them as high as $6,000 and actually totaled the vehicle out because of the catalytic converter removal.
So the insurance company came in and said, because this thing is worth this much or this much to change it, they have said, we're going to total it out because of that. Exactly. It isn't right. Because of the value of the vehicle isn't enough.
Sure.
So,
exactly
okay.
Right.
All right. And so that probably answers my next question, is not all vehicles have the same type of converter.
No, absolutely not. There's different types of converters. There's two-way and three-way converters that have to be on different types of engines. And then every vehicle manufacturer and model have a different type of catalytic converter.
Okay. Are they hard to get?
Yes. Through the supplies. Chain shortages, we've been had lots of issues with that. We've had our clients had to wait upwards of 3 months to get a catalytic converter. So.
Which means more money.
Yeah,
probably more cost, more money.
The money didn't change in that particular time. The prices are fairly set, but it's the idea that that was a business vehicle and he couldn't use his vehicle for 3 months.
So. But my guess now is the war over there, and if they can't get that metal, then it'll probably go up, and that's where the theft will get more. So,
and it's going to go right along with everything going up.
Right, exactly. So the demand of, of the theft is going to be even greater. Aaron, we got another special guest, and we probably might want to bring him back after our break. Is that correct?
Nope.
You want to take a break?
Nope, that sounds good. Mark Sanderson again from Sanderson Auto Repair. Thank you, Mark, for the great information. Again, we're talking about catalytic converters being stolen, and we're going to find out how often that happens in Fremont County when Insights into Insurance continues on KATE.
Someone you can rely, who's always on your side. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Nationwide helps protect people, families, businesses, and futures. At Americana Insurance Group of Albert Lee and Wells, we can help determine which protection is right for you. Visit www.americanainsurance.com to learn more. Americana Insurance. We're the A-Team.
Aaron Warren with you here on KETE. Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. And we want to thank Mark Sanderson from Sanderson Auto Repair for the great information before the break. And Tom, we were joking through the break that I said I didn't really know, and I hate to admit this, what a catalytic converter is or exactly what it does. But that's why you had Mark on the show with us, to make sure people knew exactly what that meant and how much it would cost to replace. And that was a lot of good information we got from Mark.
Well, Aaron, you were brave enough to admit that, and I guess I could be brave enough to admit exactly that same thing. And my guess is if the listeners would actually admit, there would be quite a few people that would probably admit that. So that's why we do these shows, to inform and educate our listeners. So, but we got a special guest here, somebody that announced his retirement here this last week. Yeah, so we got Sheriff Kurt Freitag on with us here, and so to get more of a idea of what's going on in Fremont County and what can people do to prevent. So good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
You bet. So Fremont County, do we get a lot of these stolen?
We do. You know, over the last 2 years, we've kind of gotten hammered with cat thefts.
Yep, I believe that.
It's really rough.
Yeah, and I'm sure Mark sees it. As we can say, well, what somebody's bad situation can, he actually, you know, has a business that he can help people out with that. So, yes, is it a moneymaker for him? But, yeah, I'm sure he'd rather not have to make money on theft. But it is what it is. And so thank God we got somebody like Mark here that can take care of that kind of stuff. But so what can people do to help prevent catalytic converter theft?
Well, some of the things that we see that are obvious contributors to, you know, catalytic converters getting cut off are some preventable things as well, such as where you park your vehicle. And, you know, before the show started, we were talking about U-Haul trucks and, you know, cats getting cut off those. And oftentimes they're kind of in secluded areas where it's not well lit and there's not a lot of traffic or people keep an eye on that area. And so they're prime. So my advice is for your personal vehicles, sometimes people just, you're in a hurry and it's getting late and you just, for whatever reason, you park your vehicle outside. Get your vehicle inside, lock the door, and that's probably the biggest deterrent to, you know, criminals coming along and cutting off your catalytic converter.
I think the key there, lock your garage door.
Lock the door.
Those side doors or back doors that people
right.
have. Yep, that's key.
Yep. Lighting. Lighting is huge. If you absolutely cannot or don't have access to secured parking somewhere, at least improve the lighting around your place. And in conjunction with that, set up a security camera like Ring or Arlo or something like that. And they're very good at catching movement. Many of us have these apps, you know, on our phone, and you get notified when you have movement going on. And at least that way, if you've got your vehicle in your driveway, and it has to be out there, and it's covered with proper lighting or adequate lighting, and you have a camera system that will capture motion and start recording, that will give you a heads up that, you know, someone's cutting off your catalytic converter. It goes quick. You don't have a lot of time.
Yeah, actually, one of our employees actually gets a phone ring when someone's at their by their front. You know, that's not everybody's got those capabilities, but she does. It's pretty amazing. So
right.
Those are things that you can look into, invest in if you got the technology that it's capable of doing that.
Right.
Any more ideas or?
Well, there's, you know, a few other things that could be done. You know, we talked about surveillance cameras. One of the big things is watch out for your neighbors. You know, you enjoy your neighbors. They're good people, and we have to watch each other's property and watch for the things that are unusual, that are out of place. I'll give you an example. A buddy of mine had a catalytic converter cut off of his Excursion, and he lives in Clark's Grove, right in town. At 6 a.m. when he was getting ready for work, someone pulled up in a vehicle, two guys got out, Sawzalls, cut his catalytic converter off. They were gone in just a few minutes. That was at 6 a.m, right before the sun went up. And, you know, he didn't have the ability to park his vehicle inside, and it was captured on his security camera. Mm. But, you know, he's getting ready for work, and he missed the, you know, the notification. So watching out for each other is big. You can buy vibration sensors. That would be kind of a good indication or a good warning for you to let you know something's moving your vehicle and sensing vibration, which we know what Sawzalls do.
Okay, I gotcha. Yep.
So, you know, the other thing, and Mark and I had talked before the show, about this is there are aftermarket plates that can be bolted up and covering access to people's ability to cut off your catalytic converter. But then Mark said, yep, we're aware of those. We've seen those. But what they do is they just cut the pipes further.
Plus they're costly. Well, then people will say, well, do I want to spend the money on that or just have my insurance cover it when it happens? So those are things too. So is there anything that someone can, okay, what if somebody, you catch somebody in the act? What should you do, Kurt?
I know what I would do.
Right.
But I can't say that, you know, this is what I advise everyone else to do.
Right.
People have to do what they're comfortable doing. You could be confronting a violent person.
Absolutely.
And they could be armed. I just read in the news not too long ago that there was an off-duty deputy. He and his family were out shopping, and when he came out, he saw two guys right by his vehicle. One was underneath. It was very apparent they were cutting off his catalytic converter. That turned into a gun battle, and the deputy was shot and killed. So you never know what kind of person you're going to encounter, but at a minimum, call 911, obviously,
absolutely,
without delay. See if you can get the plate on the vehicle, because oftentimes their vehicle is going to be close by because they want to get the catalytic converter, hop in the vehicle, and drive off. Get a picture of the plate or get a good description of what the vehicle is along with any identifiers. And then after that, that's up to you. Whatever you're comfortable doing on, you know, trying to detain or identify something along those lines. Number one is keep your safety in mind.
I know we're getting right down to the end here, but I want to try to get this in before we run out of time here, Aaron. But so as far as these, trying to get rid of these, obviously they got to have somewhere to go with it. Now, Minnesota law is basically if they bring them to a recycling place or whatever, they got to show documentation or something like that.
Yeah, there's actually quite a bit of state statute that governs how they're going to take in these metals.
Yeah.
You got to be identified with a governmental ID. They've got to take an actual photograph of your identification. The date and time of the transaction, what was sold, and a description of it. There's a lot of things. And for those reasons, I don't believe that a lot of these catalytic converters are being sold to the recycling centers. And incidentally, you know, we're going to talk about Iowa law, and I found out that Iowa, and I don't know when, but their laws are now kind of close to Minnesota's laws.
It used to be no laws, maybe.
It used to be kind of the Wild West.
Right.
And what I have found through my research is a lot of these catalytic converters are being sold on Facebook. You know, through, you know, sold by a thief to another type of thief.
Right. And so it's kind of almost like an underground.
Absolutely.
Deal, which I would have no idea. If I put a catalytic converter on there, and I'd get probably arrested, but somebody knows how to do that. So, so that's interesting. So, anything else, Aaron, that you want to go over?
You know, I'm assuming that if someone's got questions when it comes to how their insurance covers a catalytic converter in the case it gets stolen, I know, Tom, you got the answers for that.
Well, I can try to point them in the right direction. They can call us at 507-377-2000. And if they have a situation with a catalytic converter, they can call the Sanderson Auto Repair. Mark, what's your phone number?
507-377-3320.
And maybe... you don't even have to have a catalytic converter issue if you need oil change or whatever to your car. And the sheriff, you're always available.
Right.
And they can call your office phone number, right?
Our number is 507-377-5200, extension 5. That'll put you through to our dispatcher who will direct you to either the sheriff's office or the police department.
And Aaron, if they want to listen to this show again, because it was a lot of good information, they can go to our website at AmericanInsurance.com.
Sounds great. Hey, great show, guys. Great info. Appreciate it. Tom, have a great weekend, and we'll do it again next Saturday.
Thanks, Aaron. Take care. Thank you, Sheriff. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.